You never know who you're going to meet in the Mucky Duck. And here, for example, by my side is Jack Coonan, who runs the place today and whose stepfather was a brewer at St. James's Gate. Over to you, Jack.
Thank you. Yes, my stepfather, his name was D.O. Williams. He was chief brewer in Guinness's for many, many years. I myself have great memories of Guinness's. We used to always go on Stephen's Day and visit the three ships, and we used to talk to the captains. And on one occasion, as a youngster, I actually fell down the steps. So luckily I wasn't injured, but there was major panic on board. Unfortunately, my stepfather has passed, but the memories will always remain.
Jack, how do you feel knowing that Arthur Guinness was born in the front room upstairs?
It has just sent a shiver up my back. And that's what the feeling is, because when you bring something close to Arthur Guinness and then to my stepfather and the connections, it's just a fantastic memory.
We're now on the first floor of the Mucky Duck, looking out on the street. And somewhere in this space, Arthur was born in 1725 and was then joined by his siblings. And again, somewhere in this space, Elizabeth Reed, his mother, died in 1742. It's hard to imagine now, but the Guinness siblings lived here for 20 years or so. Although the accommodation would have been Spartan by our modern standards, it was slightly above that of the majority of the population in its day. Most people at the time lived in what were not much more than mud cabins. And in fact, Elizabeth's family had probably lived in one. And so this would have constituted much better accommodation. But it came with Richard's job. And so when Arthur Price died in 1752, the family had to move out to the Viney House, which we passed a few minutes ago. If these walls could talk, they would have seen, in those days, a thatched roof above, and they would have seen a family living in fairly humble circumstances. Richard, having no money of his own, was entirely dependent on his employer. Elizabeth, as a farmer's daughter, also had no money, but he had his wages. They had a free house to live in, and they made the most of what they had. We can imagine that of their six children, probably there were a few more that died before reaching adulthood. That was normal at the time. So we have no idea how many children they actually had, but they were married for 20 years until Elizabeth sadly died in 1742. We're now going to leave the Mucky Duck and go back onto the main street. Selbridge is a historic town that is well worth exploring. There's a lovely walk by the Liffey, and the old mill has recently been restored. The town's famous residents have included Henry Grattan, the parliamentarian, and Jonathan Swift's girlfriend, Esther Van Homerigh, who was better known as Vanessa. Arthur Price's former home is about 200 metres past the Mucky Duck on the same side of the street. It's a fine, tall, classical building, seven bays, but it's now a St. John of God centre called St. Raphael's and is not open to the public. Next, we're heading towards the Grand Canal and Hazel Hatch and McAvoy's Pub. We're going to cross the River Liffey by a new pedestrian bridge. As we look at the pedestrian bridge is on the right. You then go straight ahead, following the signs for Hazel Hatch, which is 1.5 kilometres away, about a 25-minute walk. There's a footpath all the way on the right-hand side. And if you stop about halfway there, when you reach the trees, after the houses, I'll tell you about Arthur Guinness's later life in Dublin.